This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to the second chelik of our shir. Now I would like to speak about another aspect of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We know that Shavuos, one of the reasons why I love Shavuos is because of the various and colorful different kriyos that we have on Shavuos. We have different shrubs and different tunes and different melodies for the various kriyos, and that's always a major highlight. So of course we have Akdamos. Akdamos milen meshara yoshusa. Okay, that's one. And Akdamos is, in most batei knesiyos, they read it before the kohen makes the bracha over the Torah, although there is a custom that some say the bracha and then they say Akdamos. Then of course you have Megillas Rus, which might be my favorite Megillah, even though, yeah, I know I probably say that when we get up to Esther, but when we get up to Rus, then I also say Rus is my favorite Megillah. And the Trup of Rus is spectacular. And then you have Yitziv Piskam. Yitziv Piskam is like a melody of the Malachi Hashareis. And that's a very unusual that we would sing a piyut smack in middle of the Haftarah. Yitziv piskam liyahasud gam berivai rivivayirin aneyana b'minyana defaslin arbaturin kadamayir. It's a very beautiful tune. So why are we singing songs in the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, in the middle of the Haftarah? Why do we only have a song of Hakdama on the first day Kriya and not the second day? And a song of Hakdama for the second day, Haftarah, and not the first day. So this is addressed in a very interesting sefer. The sefer actually has no name. Not only does the sefer have no name, I've only seen one copy of the sefer in the entire world. I happen to have it. I've never seen it anywhere else in any Sfarim store. It doesn't even have a name. My grandfather brought it over from Europe. There's no name of the Sefer. It's a collection of the Chidushim of Rav Meir Shapiro. I think I should have it on my shelf, and I will show it to you. So this wonderful Sefer, I don't know what it's called. Here, look, you can look at both sides. There's no name on it, not on the bookbinding. On the inside, there are pencil marks. We always wondered who wrote this, who wrote these chidushim. And actually it says there's a stamp, Der Pidyon von dem Sefer Gott Gilatoivas von Ist Gerendetin Beis Medrash or Rameir Shapiro of Lublin. So, you know, this something my grandfather brought over from Europe. On the inside it says Sefer Zichroin Meir, so it's a Sefer Zikaron for Rabbi Yehuda Meir Shapiro. And there's all kinds of handwritten stuff in it. It seems like it was published by a son or a relative of Meir Shapiro. And in the beginning, they publish a chiddush, it looks like, from the father of Meir Shapiro. And it's about this subject. Okay, and here it goes. The piyut yitziv piskam of the Haftarah of the second day of Shavuos, we conclude, Yehoina san givarin visan b'chein amtilei apirin. Which is a pele. Who in the world is Yehoina san? Who's Yehoina san? What do you mean, Yehoina san givarin visan? Yehoina san, the humble man. Who's Yehoina san? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yisrael says, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Shavuos. And one of Moses' names was Yehoina san. And we're giving him shkoyach, because he was a humble man. Ani choyshev she yesh mefarshim kamoiza. I think that some people explain it that way. But I want to show you the pshat of the father of Meir Shapiro. It's a wondrous pshat. The Taz in Archaim Simitov Tzadi Daud, he brings an early custom that on the first day of Shavuos, what they would do is Baruch Hu Es Hashem Am Vayrach Baruch Hashem Vayroch Elam Boeh Baruch Atah Hashem Lekim Melech Ha'ilam Asher Bachar Ban Megal Mimassam Lanu Es Toiros Baruch Atah Hashem Noiseina Toiroch Bachoydesh Hashlishi V'zeiz Nesom Eretz Nesom V'ayoyim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. And then they would say Akdamos. There was an early custom to read the first pasuk and then Akdamos. And the Taz says, wonders, how can you be mafsik in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah with a song? And therefore the Taz says, you got to say Akdamos before the first pasuk, before the bracha. And the truth is, Yitziv Piskam, you should start chanting it before you make the bracha of the Haftorah. The only thing is, the Haftorah is not as chamur as the Kriya, and therefore you need to, therefore they allowed, you know, they let it slide, and meaning, really ideally it should have been said before you make the brachas on the Haftorah, but being mafsik by the Haftorah is not as chamur, and therefore you, therefore we allow it to remain after the first pasuk. Now, you should know, what does it mean it's not as chamur? Does that mean you could go downstairs and make Kiddush? No. Actually, yeah. If you're not Jewish, then you're allowed to go out and make Kiddush during the davening. But if your mother was Jewish, and you were given a bris milah on the eighth day, and you want to be like part of the Jewish people, then you stay inside for the services, and you conduct yourself with a modicum of dignity throughout the services. It's the least you could do that God has allowed your heart to beat and your lungs to inhale for the past week. Anyway, not only that, you know, if your shul has a klaf, wonderful. If your shul does not have a klaf for the Haftorah, then you need to say along the words of the Haftorah with the reader, okay? But being mafsik is not as chamor than the reading of the Torah. Anyway, the question is, why did the early authorities enact Akdamos and Yitziv Piskam in the first place? Why did they originally read it in the middle of the Kriya? And the father, Rav Meir Shapiro, explains as follows. It is known from Shas in many places, and it's brought in the Torah in Siman Kuf Mem Hei, that in the days of the Gemara, they would read the Torah, and they would be Matargim. So the reader, the Baal Korah, would say the first Pasuk, and the Matargim would translate the first Pasuk, and they did that until the end of the Kriya. So yes, that means the Kriya took a long time. Nobody went outside for Kiddush. Yeah, Gentiles were permitted to go outside for the Kiddush, not people who were born from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They participate in all Jewish observances. But in back in the day, not everybody understood the Psukim, or the Targum lended a meaning, a translation for the Pasuk, so they had a Matargim, and either Matargim Pasuk by Pasuk, until the end of the laning, that's right. So be happy. If your shul finishes 11:30, be grateful you don't live like 1,000 years ago, because they were finishing, you know, 12:01 every Shabbos, because until the Matargim was done, I don't know, maybe they didn't make as many Misha Berachs, you know, so it wasn't as long. But, and they did so with the Haftorah, even though in the Navi, the halacha is that you're allowed to translate 3 psukim in a pop. That's not that you're required to do. You're allowed to do 3 at a time. Because it wasn't, in the Chumash, it was very critical that they did it very organized so that no mistakes would happen. We didn't have to be as careful when it comes to the Navi. Fine. Nowadays, we don't say the Targum. Why? Because we have no idea what the Targum means, you know? We have no understanding of the language. So what would the Tachlis be translating Hebrew into Aramaic? That would be like translating Hebrew into Swahili. I mean, what good is that going to do for anybody? So we don't do Targum anymore. That's what the Torah says in Kuf Mem Hei. Now that we see that they're piyutim, like Akdamos and Yitziv Piskam and Targum, in all probability that they were enacted at a time that people understood Targum. Meaning, if you see a song in Targum, likely, back in the day, they understood the Targum. And then, they probably were Matargim, the Kriya and the Haftorah, look in Toysus and Megillah Dav Chav Dalet, that in their days they were metargim, the Haftorah of Pesach and Shavuos, because it talks about the miracle of Kabbalah HaTorah and Matan Torah. So back in the day, in the times of Shas, in the times of the Gemara, they would be Matargim, the reading of the Torah and the Haftorah. And then...
But this is not a Targum of the Haftorah and the Torah.
Okay, well, I'm getting there. Right, right. So in other words, in all probability, if these Piyutim were written in Aramaic, they were written at a time people understood Aramaic. Now, if they understood Aramaic, in all likelihood, they probably were Matargim. Now, the Torah says something very interesting. As history progressed and people started forgetting and not understanding Aramaic, the custom was only to be Matargim, Pesach, and Shavuos, because those were the most important Kriyos and Haftaras of the year. And the father of Meir Shapiro says that Akdamos and Yitziv Piskam, in honor of the Kriya of Kabbalah HaTorah, and we know those Kriyos were the most important because those ended up being the only ones that they were in Matargim, they wrote a Piyut Hakdama to the Targum. So in honor of the holy day of Shavuos, they wrote a Hakdama to the Aramaic translation that they would use. They wrote Akdamos, and they wrote Yitziv Piskam. So first, they would say the Targum, and as an introduction to the Targum, they would say Akdamos, so that everybody would understand, and everybody would be preempted that what's about to happen. Now, in the time of the Gemara, or maybe even in the Torah, when they translated the Psukim, so they read the first Pasuk, and they were Matargim, before they said the Targum, they said Akdamos as a Hakdama to the Targum. However, and they did the same thing with the Yitziv Piskam. They would be Matargim, the Psukim of the Haftarah, and as an intro to the first Aramaic translation of the first Pasuk, they would say Yitziv Piskam. Meaning the laning of the second day of Shavuos, the Haftarah, is Eloika Amitema'on Yavoi. Right, I think the Haftarah begins, Vashem Echal Kochoi Hasmi Panav Kol Haaretz. So the Maftir would read the Pasuk, and then before the Matargim would say the Targum, they would read Yitziv Piskam. But we don't understand the Targum anymore, and therefore we drop the Targum, both of the Chumash and of the Navi. And therefore the Taz says, if you don't understand the Targum, and we're not being Matargim, and Akdamos then is a sheer Hakdama to something that we're not even doing anymore, then how could you sing Akdamos in the middle of the laning? It's a hefsek. Meaning back in the day when you were actually being Matargim, there was an understanding of why it makes sense to say Akdamos in middle of the laning. But if you're not being Matargim, what's the Chachma in saying Akdamos then? Yitziv Piskam, they left. Why? Because it's not so chamor to be mafsik in middle of the Haftarah. Now why were they only misakin a sheer hakdama for the second day of Shavuos and not for the first day? Very pasut. Because the Haftarah, the first day of Shavuos, even though it's the most chashav Haftarah of the year, because it's a Maase Merkava, but Chazal say, ein matargam in Maase Merkava. They never did a Targum on the Haftarah, the first day of Shavuos. Because the first day of Shavuos is a reading about the Maase Merkava. Because there's an opinion, we don't even read that Haftarah. There's a Shita Ein Maftirim about Merkava. Rabbi Yehuda's Mater. So Tosfos says, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but to be Matargim. They never were Matargim, the Merkava. You want people to know what the Chashmal is. You want people to know what all these mystical secrets are. They never, there was a sheet that you weren't allowed to read it b'chlal, let alone translate it. The Gemara says, Loi b'maisem ha b'yachid, amkein ha'ichachum, meven midaitoi. One guy started reading Yechezkel in the house of his Rebbe, and he started understanding the Chashmal, and a fire came down and burnt him up. They wanted to hide Yechezkel. So therefore, they were never masakin. They never did targum at all on day one of Shavuos. So there was never any shir hakdama. Day two of Shavuos is a beautiful haftarah about the giving of the Torah. And therefore, they were masakin a shir. And that shir was obviously more meaningful at a time they understood the targum and they actually were being matagim. Once the targum was dropped, so technically Yitziv Piskam should be advanced to before the Haftarah, but we let it be, it's only the Haftarah. Masha'in Kein Akdamos, which is the Hakdama of the reading of the first day of Shavuos. So that was originally read after the first Pasuk, only at a time when they actually said the targum. Now, Marv Raboisai, who was matargim the Chumash? Onklus Hager. He heard it, Mipi Rabbi Lezer.
Onklus, yes.
The Onklus, right? Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Who said the Targum on the Navi? Yoinu son Ben Uziel. Now, I can tell you a little thing, and everyone's going to email me and message me where I got it from. Like, Kilu, I'm saying a chiddush that nobody knows. Targum Yoinu son Ben Uziel on Chumash was not written by Yoinu son Ben Uziel. It's made up. It's a made up name. Targum Yoinu son Ben Uziel. It's Targum Yoinu son Ben Uziel on Chumash is Targum Yushalmi. But there are two types of Targum Yushalmi. So the printers, they conveniently called it Targum Yonas Ben Uziel to distinguish between classic Targum Yushalmi and Targum, the other version. Who says this? Everybody, including the Chida. The Chida writes this explicitly in many places. And Lesman de Poleg, Rabbi Yonas Ben Uziel, the Tana, did not write a commentary, a Targum on the Chumash, but he did write on the Navi. And this is a lesson in general. The Targum on the Chumash, they call it Targum Yonis Ben Uziel. That's not Yonis Ben Uziel. The Targum on the Navi, they don't call Targum Yonis Ben Uziel. That is Targum Yonis Ben Uziel. That's a lesson for life. Most advertising is Sheker V'chazav. Okay? I'll give you another example. Whenever it does not say Rashi, like on Shas or on Chumash, it's Rashi. Whenever it does say Rashi, it is not Rashi. For example, on Pirkei Avos, not Rashi. On Divrei Hayomim, it's not Rashi. On the Rif, it's not Rashi. The Chida writes this. It's very interesting, and it's a very good model in general, that often the name that appears somewhere, and the advertising, anyway, it's the Olam HaSheker. But one thing we know for sure, Yoinu son Ben Uziel translated the Nevi'im. And when he did, the Gemara Megillah says, on Daf Gimel, Eretz Yisrael shook, Dalad Meos Parsa by Dalad Meos Parsa. And Yoinu son Ben Uziel stood up on his feet, and he said, it's Goloi V'yadua Lefanecha, I didn't translate it for my honor, but I did it so that the Torah should be understood and there shouldn't be machlekes. So we see Yoinu son Ben Uziel was the author of the Targum of the Nevi'im, and he was a very humble man. And therefore, before we read the Targum on the Haftorah, who wrote the Targum on the Haftorah? Yoinu son Ben Uziel. So as the conclusion of the Hakdama to the Targum on the Nevi'im, we say, Yehoina son, referring to Yoinu son Ben Uziel, Givarin v'son, you humble man, because you are mechaber, your Targum l'chvayt Hashem and not l'chvayt atzmecha. May God grant you grace. The Jewish people are indebted to you for your contribution and for your great work that you gave the Jewish people. And when Yoinu son Ben Uziel wanted to translate Ksuvim, but they didn't let him because in Ksuvim you have in Daniel when the Kates would be, and that was classified information. So that's the history of Akdamos being changed from middle of the reading to before the reading, and why Yitziv Piskam remains during the reading, and as well as the identity of Yehoina son, the Gvar Inva son, and the gratitude that the Jewish people accord Rabbi Yonah son Ben Uziel. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming today. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.